Retirement, what a great time to be alive. For many people, it's the reward of a lifetime of dedication and hard work. It's an exciting season full of possibilities, but also has its challenges. Knowing how to prepare financially and handle the complexities of retirement income can be a tricky road to navigate. This is Your Line to Retirement with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Hello, it's Kevin Alexander, and you've joined us at Your Line to Retirement podcast. Thank you for being with us today. We are so glad you're taking a few minutes of your busy schedule to spend with us at Your Line to Retirement. Been doing this since 1998. Long time as I'm getting older, started when I was 24 years old, helping people, talk to people about their retirement money and how to make common sense decisions when it comes to their money during their retirement years. Now, I have a master's degree in business, an undergraduate degree in business. My father was in business, so I feel like I've been in business school since I was about 4 or 5 years old, when I used to go around with him to stores and talk to customers, and he may not even knew what was going on. I probably didn't know what was going on, but what I was learning is, how do you deal with people? How do you talk to people? How do you help people out? At the end of the day, we all ought to have a heart to help people. And that's what I've been trying to do since 1998 when I started my financial services business, is just make common sense decisions. Though I have a master's degree, I'm not an overly sophisticated person. I tell people all the time, I'm not sure how much book sense God gave me, but I do think He gave me some common sense. And some of the smartest people I know are least educated in the world's view, but they have the common sense. And common sense can take you a long way. It's not a bad thing to have book sense. It can be a good thing to have book sense, but boy, it don't hurt at all to have a little bit of common sense. Not to walk out on the road when a car's coming shows that you got a little common sense. And that's what we try to do at Your Line to Retirement, because some things just never change. Some things do change. Some things never change. Right now, we're in the middle of the coronavirus, so we're working through that as an economy. But you know, speaking of the common sense thing, I just saw a thing on a website a few minutes ago. I'm reading it right now. The economic data is even worse than Wall Street feared. The economy is clearly in ruins here. Well, I ain't real smart, and I'm just an old country boy, but I could have told you that. I didn't have to have any economic data. I didn't have to have any Wall Street expert tell me that. I mean, my goodness, folks, the government has shut down the whole country. States are literally shut down. One of my favorite places in the world to go to, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I just saw an email last night. They had a drone video of a drone going over Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg and Sevierville, Tennessee. There ain't nobody there. I could have told you the economic data wasn't going to be any good and the economy was going to be struggling, because they shut places down. Again, I ain't real smart, but I know if Tanger Outlets and Pigeon Forge is not open, they ain't going to be making no money. That's just common sense. And I'm smart enough to know. I didn't have to go to graduate school and get a master's degree to realize that some things ain't going to change. That's a biblical principle. Jesus Christ Himself said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know what that means? He ain't a-changing. You may want Him to change. He ain't changing. The stock market ain't changing. It is what it is. It's always been. It always is. And it's always going to be a risky place to put your money. 2 days ago, the stock market's down 400 points. Yesterday, the stock market's up 600 points. Today, look at it, it's down 600 points. People say, well, Kevin, what's going on? I said, the market's doing what the market does. It goes up and down. Sometimes it goes sideways. People ask me, what do you think's going to happen to the market long term? I think what's going to happen to the market long term is the same thing that's always happened to the market. It's going to go up and down. And the problem with the up and downs is I don't know when it's going up and I don't know when it's going down. But I do know it's going up and I do know it's going down because that's what the stock market does. That's why that word is called risk. You are taking a risk with your money that you don't know if you're going to make a lot, lose a lot, make a little, lose a little. That's why you got to have some foundation in your money that is safe and can't lose money when the market goes crazy, especially when you get near retirement or you're already in retirement. You only want the money in the stock market that you can afford to play with. And that's a different figure for everybody. For some people, that's zero. For some people, that's a lot of money. That's for you to decide. That ain't for me to decide. When you come into my office, I just coach you along. I just coach you along. I show you the pros and cons, and then you pick. It's a cafeteria plan. It's going to K&W Cafeteria, and I tell people all the time, I'm just the lady behind the line, except I don't have no hair and I don't have a hairnet. But if you get to the end of the line, if you go to eat at the cafeteria restaurant, and you get to the end of the line, and you don't like what's on your tray, it's your fault. Because you told the lady or the man behind the line what to give you and what to put on your tray. That's what I do when you come into my office and meet with me. I show you what's on the line. I show you what's available to eat. I show you what investments are available. I show you the pros and cons of them. And you pick out what you're comfortable with and what you like. Some things just don't change, folks. The market's always going to go up and down. And you and I are never going to know when it goes up and down because we don't know what's going to trigger it to go up and down. I mean, in less than a month, people lost about 4 years worth of gains in the stock market. They worked for over 1,000 days to get those gains. In less than 30 days, they lost them. That's called the stock market. People say, when's it going to stop going down? I liked what one boy said. One boy said, it'll stop going down when it hits zero. He was half joking there, of course. But I don't know. I or no other financial analyst, expert, advisor, planner, whatever you want to say, knows when the market is going to stop going down, and nobody knows when it's going to peak out on the upside. Nobody knows that. Now, people can get all the research they want. They can get all the data they want. They can do all the homework they want. They can talk to all the experts and business owners and stock analysts that they want to talk to. But at the end of the day, if I just cut to the chase and you cut to the chase and we ask somebody, can you tell me how much this is going up or can you tell me how much this is going down? The answer is no. They can't tell you. That's why when you approach your retirement years and you're already retired, and that's I work with a lot of those people. Most of the people I work with are in that realm of their life. You got to have some foundation. You got to have some money that cannot lose when the stock market goes down. You have to be able to sleep at night. You have to be able to sleep at night. You know, some things never change. The stock market never changes. Some rules in life never change. You know, whether it was 1850 or 1950 or it's going to be the year 2050, a young kid running out in the road in the traffic is not going to be a smart idea. It wasn't when the pilgrims showed up on the Mayflower, and it's not today in 2020. It's still not smart for a kid to run out in the middle of the road when there's traffic coming. It's still not smart for a kid to get in a car with a stranger. And as I tell my kids as they get older and have gotten older, one principle's never going to change. I've talked to people that are pretty sophisticated. I know some people that are pretty high up there in the world's eyes, and they'll tell you the same thing. You are who you hang out with. That ain't changing. That ain't ever going to change. You are who you hang out with. You're associated with who you hang out with. That's why Since 1998, I've been very reluctant to partner up with people, and I've had people wanting to come work with me and different things and team up with me, and I've been very reluctant, because you got to be careful who you team up with, especially when it comes to people's money. Now, nobody likes to cut up and have fun more than Kevin Alexander. You're listening to Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement podcast. You can like us at Your Line to Retirement on our Facebook page. You can go to yourlinetoretirement.com. You can email us, yourlinetoretirement@gmail.com. And you can call us. Our phone number's there on the website. Phone number's 540-381-4033. But I've been very careful over the years. As an independent advisor, I can almost team up with any company I want to. And as an independent advisor, companies call all the time, want me to push and sell their product. And I say no a whole lot more than I say yes, because I got to have some faith in the company. Okay. And I got to have some faith they're going to back up what they say they're going to do. I got to have some faith that they're going to service my clients' accounts good. And so I've been very reluctant to yoke up with companies. I've been very, very reluctant to yoke up with other advisors, because I run to a beat of a different drum. I don't sell anything to people. I don't pull you in my office and pressure you to buy something. I want you to do what you're comfortable with. You know your situation better than I do. Now, I'm going to show you what's available. I'm going to show you the pros and cons. But I ain't selling you nothing. And a lot of people in our business, they like to pressure you. They like to sell stuff to you. They got sales quotas they got to meet. They're in sales contests they're trying to win. Blah, 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 blah. Over nearly 90% of my business comes from existing clients and referrals. And my goal is to keep those people happy. People say, who do you work for, Kevin? I say, the black file cabinet. Those files in that file cabinet is who I work for. That's the people I go for every day, not the companies, my clients. But just recently, in the last couple years, through my aunt, who I'm very close with, and her and I think a lot alike. She's a Christian and very conservative, biblical values. She knew this gentleman for about 30 years, and she recommended this gentleman and myself talk. We did, and I liked him. I liked what he was saying. I liked what he believed in. You know, I tell people all the time, whether you're talking to a financial advisor, you're talking to a car mechanic, you're talking to a car salesman, you're talking to a restaurant owner, you're talking to a preacher. Now, it don't matter who you're talking to. If you'll just sit there and listen for a little bit, you can discern whether that person's legitimate, whether that person's genuine or not. And my aunt introduced me to this guy named T.W. Bess. And T.W. and I met. I really wasn't looking to bring another advisor on, to be honest with you. Hadn't done it for several years. Another fellow and I, Greg Money's done a lot of business together over the years. He's like a brother to me, one of my best friends in the whole world, if not my best friend, besides my beautiful wife. T.W. and I talked, and then my wife and I went out to lunch with his wife and himself, and you could just tell it was a good fit. Has a heart to help people. That's the main thing. You can have all the financial knowledge in the world, but if you don't have a heart to help people, then what do we really got? But the flip side is, you can have a heart to help people and have no financial knowledge. And we're not the Salvation Army. I mean, I can have a heart to help you, but it'd be good if I had a little financial knowledge to go with that. T.W. had some good financial knowledge and has a heart to help people. And so I decided to bring him on, and it's been a great move. I know for me, and I think for him, hopefully for him, and I'm thankful for him. He's in our Radford, Virginia office. His phone number is 540-641-1905, 540-641-1905. But it goes back to that old saying, some things never change, and you are who you hang out with. And I like hanging out with people like T.W. He loves America. He loves God. He loves to help people. He likes people. Everywhere he goes, everybody knows him. He's well known, stands for the truth, is in it to do what's right. He When we first met, he would tell me a lot of times, Kevin, I just want to do right for people. And I would say, man, that's a great starting point. We can start there. We can learn more of the financial stuff as we go. I've been in this thing since 1998, and I learn something new about every day. I don't mind learning. I like learning. But boy, if we got a foundation to help people, then we can learn the financial side of things, and then we really can have something there that will help us grow a good business, but also help you grow and have peace of mind in your retirement years. Man, I deal with good people. You are who you hang out with. I'm just going to be honest about it. I'm a straight shooter. I don't have any bozo clients. Man, my clients are good people. They're good country folks who've worked hard to save a few dollars and don't want to lose it in their retirement years. They're just good people. They're good to hang out with. I'd go to a baseball game with them. I'd go to lunch with them. I like when they come in my office because we talk money some, and then we just talk after that. They're just good people to be around. And that's the whole message of the show today is some things never change. The stock market's never going to change. Only put in there what you can afford to lose. As a small kid, it's never going to change that running out in the road in traffic is a bad idea. That's never going to change. I don't care how much technology comes about. It will never be a good idea for a small kid to run out in the road with traffic. It'll never be a good idea for a person retired to put all their money in the stock market and see it go up and down, where they lose sleep and they get worried and they get stressed out in their retirement years. And the last truth I'm going to leave you with that we talked about is you always will be who you always hang out with. I hang out with a lot of good clients. I'm now hanging out with a couple really good advisors. I'm thankful and blessed to have T.W. Bass work with me there in our Radford office. If you know T.W., give him a call. He can help you with your money. We'll meet with you on a joint basis. Both of us will be there. He'll take care of you. He's like me. We don't know everything. I've learned in my life, in 46 years, I'll never know everything. But if I know who knows it, then I'm in good shape. So if you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you I don't know the answer. I'm not ashamed to tell you that. But as long as I know who does know the answer, then we're in good shape. So when it comes to your money, feel free to give us a call, 540-381-4033. Like us on Facebook, Your Line to Retirement. Go to yourlinetoretirement.com. And we'll help you in any way we can. We'll be as honest as we can with you. And we'll take care of you and we'll care about you. And you come into the Your Line to Retirement family, and I think you might have the possibility of enjoying your retirement years that you dreamed of. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We'll talk to you next week on Your Line to Retirement. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Line to Retirement. For more information, call Kevin at 540-381-4033 or visit yourlinetoretirement.com. Licensed insurance professional, respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. Kevin Alexander or anyone associated with Your Line to Retirement does not give any legal or tax advice. Managed money accounts and investments are offered solely through Alexander Advisory Services, LLC.